MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Challenger That Became the Landlord, Groke's Billion-Dollar Pivot to the Inference Cloud. In August of 26, a company that spent a decade trying to build a faster chip for artificial intelligence inference closed a $350 million funding round at a $3.5 billion valuation, and the most striking thing about the round was what the company no longer claims to be. Groke, once the great hope of American challenger Silicon, is now an operator of data centers running other people's chips. The round, led by Disruptive with NVIDIA planning to participate, came on top of $650 million raised in June, a full $1 billion raised in a single summer to fund what the company now calls its inference cloud, 13 data centers, with plans to scale past 200 megawatts in 2027. The pivot is complete. The chip challenger became the landlord. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. To understand how strange this is, you have to remember what Groke was. Founded by Jonathan Ross, one of the architects of Google's Tensor Processing Unit program, the company spent years building a chip architecture with a genuinely different idea: deterministic, single-stream execution, orders of magnitude lower latency than conventional graphics processors for inference, the work of running trained models rather than training them. Its hardware was real. Its benchmarks were quoted by researchers, and its founding story was the purest version of the American semiconductor dream. One brilliant architect, one exotic architecture, one shot at breaking a monopoly. For years, the company's pitch was simple. Inference is where artificial intelligence meets the economy, latency is the inference bottleneck, and the incumbent's architecture is a training machine awkwardly repurposed. Build the inference native chip, win the inference age. Then came the deal that ended that story. A $20 billion licensing arrangement with NVIDIA, under which, as reported, the technology found a home inside the incumbent's ecosystem rather than against it. The details that matter for understanding the pivot are structural, not financial. After the deal, Groke's leadership changed, its roadmap changed, and its identity changed. The company that emerges from the other side of a licensing exit is never the same company. Groke's post-deal form is an inference neocloud, an operator of data centers, filled substantially with NVIDIA hardware, selling low-latency inference capacity to the wave of developers building on large models. The company says it serves more than 6 million developers. It is, in the plainest terms, a services and infrastructure business now. It buys the machines, it runs the machines, it sells the output by the token. The geometry of the old rivalry deserves one more look, because it explains why the licensing exit was so attractive, and why the challenger road was so brutal. Building a competitive accelerator is a triple gauntlet. The silicon must be faster, the software stack must exist from scratch, and the customers must be willing to rewrite their code, all against an incumbent that improves on an annual cadence and prices its ecosystem as a bundle. Most challengers clear the first bar and die on the second or third. Groke's architecture was among the very few that cleared the first bar decisively. The deterministic, single-stream design delivered latency no graphics processor could match. But latency, it turns out, is a feature, and features get absorbed, while ecosystems compound. A $20 billion license that monetizes the feature without fighting the ecosystem is, in cold arithmetic, a better outcome than most challenger companies ever see. The pivot was not a failure of nerve. It was a reading of the map. Section 1. The NeoCloud Economy. Understand what a NeoCloud is, because the word is doing a lot of work in the current market. The hyperscalers, the great cloud platforms, build data centers for everything. Websites, databases, enterprise software, and lately, artificial intelligence. The neoclouds are pure play operators that build only for AI workloads, racks of accelerators, high-speed networking, and a software layer optimized for serving model inference and training. They buy chips at hyperscale, finance the machines with debt against long contracts, and sell capacity to the AI-native generation of companies that would rather rent than build. The category barely existed 3 years ago. In the current cycle, its leaders have raised tens of billions of dollars, and every serious financial institution has been forced to learn the vocabulary of gigawatts and tokens. Groke's position inside that category is the latency specialist. Where the biggest neoclouds compete on scale and price per token, Groke competes on speed, the near-instant responses that certain classes of applications, from real-time voice to agentic systems that make many rapid model calls, genuinely require. That is a real position. It is also a much smaller one than the company that breaks NVIDIA's monopoly, which is what the old Groke was funded to be. The valuation arithmetic tells the story without commentary. The venture mark of the chip challenger era valued the dream of a new architecture, $3.5 billion values a data center operator with a differentiated software layer. Both numbers are honest. They are just honest about different companies. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines. Section 2. Why the buyers became the bought. The most instructive detail in the round is NVIDIA's planned participation. The incumbent whose dominance the challenger once threatened is now expected to be one of the challenger's shareholders, and, implicitly, one of its suppliers. This is the standard ending for challenger silicon stories in the current era, and it is worth understanding the logic, because it repeats across the industry. When NVIDIA licenses a promising architecture or invests in a challenger, it converts a threat into a customer, a partner, or a feature. The graph of challengers over the past decade shows the same shape again and again. Raise enormous capital on the promise of a post-NVIDIA world, discover that the software ecosystem, the compilers, the frameworks, the millions of developers trained on the incumbents' tools, is a deeper moat than the silicon itself, and then find the exit that keeps the team and the technology inside the incumbents' gravity. Groke's version of that ending is unusually graceful, which is precisely why it makes such a clean teaching case. The team kept its low-latency expertise, the licensing deal reportedly returned enormous value, and the pivot converts the company's remaining asset, its inference software talent and its developer relationships, into a business that grows with the market rather than fighting the platform that defines the market. The $1 billion of fresh capital is not a bet on beating NVIDIA. It is a bet that the inference market is growing so fast that even a specialist operator riding the incumbent's hardware can build a large business in the incumbent's shadow. That is not a defeat. It is a different game, with different odds. There is a cautionary parallel worth naming. The NeoCloud category's growth has been spectacular, and its financing, debt raised against long-term capacity contracts, has the classic shape of an infrastructure boom. Booms of this shape, from railroads to fiber to data centers the first time around, have a pattern. Capacity gets built ahead of demand, the weakest operators default when contracts churn, and the survivors consolidate. Groke's differentiation, latency, developer experience, the software layer, is exactly the kind of thing that survives consolidation, and the thing that does not is undifferentiated capacity financed on thin margins. The company's pivot, whatever else it is, has moved it from the most crowded strategy in semiconductors, challenger chips, to a strategy with a survivable niche. In a category that will produce both fortunes and defaults, positioning for the consolidation is not cowardice. It is arithmetic. Section 3. What to watch? First, the NVIDIA participation's final size and structure, whether it is a financial gesture or the beginning of a deeper commercial alignment, which changes what Groke is a second time. Second, the megawatt buildout, 13 data centers to 200 megawatts in 1 year is an aggressive pace, and construction delays or power constraints are the neocloud sector's silent killers. Third, contract quality, the share of capacity under long-term take-or-pay contracts versus spot pricing determines whether the debt raised against it is safe or fragile. Fourth, the latency advantages durability. As the incumbent software stack improves and rivals optimize for speed, Groke's differentiation needs continuous engineering to stay ahead. Fifth, the inference market's pricing curve. The cost per token has been falling relentlessly for years, and operators whose economics depend on that price need volume growth to outrun price decline. Sixth, the sector's financing weather. If the AI infrastructure credit market tightens, expansion plans across the category get repriced simultaneously, and the strongest balance sheets inherit the market. Section 4. The broader pattern and the open question. The pattern is the professionalization of the challenger class. The first wave of AI infrastructure startups was funded on rebellion. Every pitch deck was a variation on ending a monopoly. The current wave is funded on coexistence. Specialist operators, differentiated services, and niche positions inside an ecosystem whose center will hold. That is what maturity looks like in a consolidated industry. It is also, historically, how the consolidated industry eventually breeds its next true challengers, from the niches, on new technological axes, funded by the winnings of coexistence. Groke's pivot is one company's story, but it rhymes with 100 others across the AI stack right now. The rebellion has been postponed, not canceled. Which leaves the question the round cannot answer. $1 billion in a single summer, 13 data centers, a legendary architect now running an operator of other people's chips, is Groke's pivot the rational redeployment of a world-class team to the market's real opportunity, or is it the quiet surrender of the American challenger silicon dream to the physics of ecosystems? The answer depends on whether the inference cloud it is building becomes a business of durable consequence or a commodity service on rented land. The machines are being installed either way. The latency, as its founder might say, is the point, and the market will measure the latency between this pivot and its verdict. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.